What's up, everybody? This is episode 17 of Life Lean In. Man, today we're talking about a subject called the common denominator. No, not math. Because if it was math, I would be the worst person to talk about this particular topic. Today we're talking about mindset, attitude, and relationships. Man, why are some people, they're happy everywhere they go. They have a great attitude, and others seem to be unhappy and ungrateful and maybe negative. Why is that? Is it where they live that makes them happy or unhappy? Is it who they date or who they're married to that makes them happy or unhappy? Is it where they work? Is it what is it? What is it that makes someone unhappy or happy, negative or positive? What is that dynamic? What's the common denominator? Well, it's actually mindset. And let me explain this. Where I lived, so I grew up in a town, very small town, 5,000 people, Charles City, Iowa. And honestly, I lived in Austin, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, and I lived in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Every single place that I've lived, I've loved. Like Charles City, I grew up in Charles City, Iowa. I have so many great memories. Kelsey will this is so fun. I should have brought her on for this episode. The first time I took Kelsey to Charles City, Iowa, she asked me the question. We were on the way. We're driving there. She goes, I'm afraid that I'm not going to have anything to eat. Like, where is there any place to eat? Is there going to be food in this, you know, podunk town in the middle of nowhere? I mean, it's still in Iowa, 5,000 people is a pretty big town. But she was concerned where she was going to eat. And I needed to tell her, look, in Iowa, we produce most of the world's food in corn and agriculture, in livestock, all that kind of stuff. Anyways, when we got there, I asked Kelsey, do you want to see where I lived? And I commenced in taking her on a tour of Charles City, Iowa that lasted about 2 hours. That's right. A town that you can literally drive from one side of town to the other side of town in 5 minutes. I gave her the two-hour tour. Why? Because I loved where I lived. I loved the people there. I loved where I grew up. I loved everything about it. Man, then I moved to Austin, Texas, and I loved Austin, Texas. As a matter of fact, I tell people all the time, friends of mine, you could tell that it was the Lord that sent me to other places, that it was actually God himself that told me to move on from Austin, Texas, because I loved Austin so much. I never wanted to leave, and yet I did. I left it, and I still love it. I miss it. But even like a month after I had moved to Fort Worth, Texas, I came back to Austin, and it wasn't home anymore. Like, I had made a new home where I was happy, and I had friends, and I had great work, and I loved it. And then I moved to Kalamazoo, Michigan. I moved. People are like, how did you move from Texas to Michigan? I had family here, and then I grew to love it here. And man, I know I grew up in the snow. I grew up in the weather, and I honestly, I wish I had more sun and I had more warm weather than I did cold weather, less winter, more sun, more summer. But man, I love it here. I love the people. I love who I work with. I love what I get to do. I love this city. It's a mindset. Listen to me. It also, you could ask, like, does where I work have anything to do with my happiness or unhappiness? Kelsey and I also joke that I've literally worked at probably every restaurant known to man. I worked at Dairy Queen. Man, I worked at Pizza Hut. I worked at Olive Garden. I worked at Hardee's, which some of you might not even know what that is. I worked at Starbucks. I've worked at, Chili's. I've worked at so many restaurants over the years. But I've also done things like grounds crew. I worked on the grounds crew of my high school, our school district. You know, doing anything from mowing lawns to digging ditches, whatever it took. Man, I even worked at a theme park once. I worked at Adventureland. Man, and can I tell you, the only job that I can remember not liking was detasseling corn. And if you've ever detasseled corn, man, some people love it, and it's great. It happens for like 2 weeks, and then it's over. But man, I just couldn't hack it. I couldn't detassel corn. It's the only job that I ever had that I didn't like. And so here's the deal. The common denominator of your happiness or your unhappiness It's you. And I want you to hear this clearly. Again, this podcast exists so that we're not perfect. We're not perfect. We're all growing. We're all learning. We're leaning in. That's the point, right? But the common denominator of your happiness or unhappiness, your gratitude or ungratitude, your positivity or your negativity, the common denominator is you. Like, and it's a mindset. It's an attitude. It's like, man, I get to live here. Or man, I get to do this job. I get to make money. I get to work with these people. In our organization, right, we're a faith organization, New Life Church. I speak often that we want to be life-giving people, not people who suck the life out of people. Man, we're not condemning. Man, we're lifting people up. We want to be people that when we walk in the room, we are a breath of fresh air. Wherever we are, whether we're in a coffee shop, whether it's in our families, our work environments, man, we want to be a breath of fresh air. The Bible even says that we have the power of life and death in our own words and in our own attitudes. So we want to be those types of people. Now, I get it. Some of you might be asking the question right now, like, does that mean that we don't have struggles, that life is perfect? No, of course not. We have problems. We have trouble. We have struggles. We have things that we deal with. We absolutely do. And we're open about them. We're not going to hide them. I'm going to give you the real and the raw. I'm going to tell you about my own struggles. Why? Because I'm not perfect. I'm going to lay it out there. We embrace struggle and we know, even in struggle, even through problems, we have faith that we can overcome them all. Then that's a mindset. So do you have an attitude of gratitude? Do you wake up every morning and think, man, I get to do this. I get to live here. I get to do this with these people. Man, I get to go make some money. I get to work hard. I get to lay my head down at night and, man, think, man, I made a difference. Today, I worked hard. I gave it my best. Are you grateful for every opportunity? Are you a breath of fresh air? Or do you suck the air out of every room and out of every relationship? It's a mindset. The common denominator, it's you. It's me. In every relationship, in every workplace, in every place that we live, the common denominator is you. And our mindsets and our attitudes, they can be changed. There's a Bible verse that I love in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. In the Old Testament, it says, today, this is God speaking, today I've given you the choice between life and death. It's a choice to have an attitude of positivity, an attitude of gratitude, or an attitude of death, negativity. Man, today I've given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. The common denominator is you. Which one are you going to choose? Philippians 4:8, I love this passage of scripture in the New Testament. It says, whatever is noble. In other words, whatever is noble, whatever is right and pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. Man, think about these things. Man, keep your mindset there. Man, wherever you live, wherever you work, whoever you're doing life with, you have the opportunity to control your mind. Now, we gotta think about it. We gotta get these things in our brains. And so if your life is always negative, if it's unhappy, if it's ungrateful, there might be some decisions to be made. Maybe you are hanging out with some of the wrong people where the phrase is what misery loves company. It sure does. But so does positivity. So you might need to unplug yourself from certain situations or from certain people if you want to choose life instead of death. And here's the deal. As an organization, again, New Life Church, you are welcome no matter where you are, no matter what you're about, no matter where you've been, what you've been through, you can come here and we will embrace you, hug you, love you. But we're going to bring you from wherever you are in your attitude, in your life. We want to bring you to a place of having a great life. We want to be life-giving to you. We want to pull you out of the muck and the mire and give you a great future. You can do this. I promise you, you can do this. You can change your thoughts. You can change your mind. You can change your life. The common denominator is you. You've got this. You can do this. Let's go. If you love this podcast or if you have questions, man, share it with a friend. Subscribe wherever you digest this content. Ask questions. I'd love to hear your feedback. Give me your thoughts. Share your experiences with me. Talk about, man, even share a story of a place that you've lived or a place that you've worked. Maybe a place that you've loved. And man, share it with us. Man, we want to do this together. Remember, nobody is perfect. We're in this together. Nobody's perfect. But we can get better. We can have the words of life. We can be grateful. We can have a positive outlook. We can be life-giving. The common denominator is you, and it's me. So never stop learning, never stop growing, and keep leaning in.